believers. Only halfway read Ephesians. Only if they knew what I knew of. I was never new till I knew of true and living God, Yeshua, the true and living God.
Somebody pray for me.
Hands up. I deserve all the criticism you get. If that's all the love you have, that's all you get. To say I'm changed, you think I'm joking. To praise his name, you ask what I'm smoking. Yes, I understand your militancy, yeah. But I have a request, just say, don't throw me away. Lay your hands on me, please. Pray for me.
Hold my son from death. Hold it down. Hold my phone from death.
Somebody pray for me.
I am praying.
You're listening to KAYT 88.1 FM Gina Alexandria, 98.9 FM Monroe West Monroe, 92.5 FM Shreveport Greenwood, 100.1 FM Lake Charles, and KQJO 99.3 FM St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
For decades, folks in central Louisiana have trusted the Trotter name and have always expected the best. That tradition lives on in the Trotter's Furniture Showroom. Two stories and 20,000 square feet of comfort and luxury from brands like Riverside, Craftmaster, Bassett, Bernhardt, Hooker, and Ultra Comfort Lift Chairs. Complemented by a complete line of appliances from KitchenAid, Wolf, and Sub-Zero.
Everything's better when you get it from Trotter's. Oh,
feed me till I want no more rain.
Come before your presence with thanksgiving. We enter into your presence with praise. We thank you for this day. We thank you for another opportunity to call upon your holy and righteous name. And now, Father, we proclaim the victory of the blood of Christ. The blood of Christ that cleanses us from all unrighteousness. That we will now say and do those things that would edify you and glorify the kingdom. We thank you, Father, for last night lying down. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for this morning early rising. We glorify you. We praise your name. Now, Father, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and then do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you are worthy to be praised. It is in Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. And all God's children said, amen. Giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Minister Cotton, Minister Bale, Minister Weston, to you, the Antioch family, those that are visiting with us today, those that are listening by radio, Paradise Ministry, we greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there is a word taken from the 100th Psalm, verses 1-5. I found it profoundly befitting that when the Richard Maxwell choir sung this morning, the first song that they sang was Praise Him. And what I have discovered that the power of the Holy Spirit has an awesome way of predetermining what we will say and what we will do. And what I love about the Lord, as I have said so many often times, God is outside of time and space. He knew everything that would happen today. He knew the words that would be spoken today. And because of that, he's already predetermined the outcome of the day. So as we begin our sermon this morning, we want to entitle it, What Noise Are You Making for the Lord? Kind of interesting. Let me say it again. What noise are you making? There's been a lot of noise going on. But you know, the Lord is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we could ask or even think. And I have learned, just wait on the Lord.
He has the definitive answer for all things. When we look at the 100th Psalm, Scripture declares, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All ye land, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endured to all generations. I want to use for a text again, what noise are you making? Not all noise is a good noise. Not all noise is a good noise. But we ask the definitive, the defining, and the demonstrative question, what noise are you making this morning? The 100th Psalm is a psalm of praise to the Lord for his faithfulness to his people. For it is the Lord who is faithful and true. And the Lord has never abandoned us. I begin to focus on that the Lord is faithful and true. One of the things that I have learned so often in life, in my journey and in my walk with the Lord, is that sometime in our journey and our walk, we are not faithful. And we are certainly not true. But the Lord is the only one who is faithful. And he is the only one who is true. When I think about the faithfulness and how the Lord says, if we just had faith as a grain of a mustard seed, we could speak to a mountain and the mountain would move. It says that the Lord says, I need you to demonstrate a little faith in believing that I can do exceedingly abundantly more than you could ask or even think. And when we begin to meditate on what God has said, and when we begin to understand his precept and his concepts concerning to his word, all things are possible. When we think about the Lord, when we think about the magnificent feat that he carried out as he went to Calvary to suffer and die, that's enough to make a joyful noise concerning. But I want to make another unusual noise, Daryl, because I think I have the right to do it as an ambassador to Christ.
Yes, sir.
Or I can make a request as a servant of Christ, or I can make a request as a pastor or an elder or a bishop. It all means the same.
Yes.
It doesn't elevate me any higher, but it does say that I have the capacity and the leadership authority to share what thus says the Lord and not what Reverend Mathis said. But can I give you something humorous before I get parenthetically sound? There was a story of a dying man. This dying man said to his wife, I'm about to die. But before I die, I would like to confess to you that I am not faithful to you as a husband. I have lots of women in my life. Please forgive me. The woman began crying. His wife cried, and she responded, I knew it. And that's the reason why I'm pausing you.